Blog Talk Radio.
I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. For this is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. You tune to Time to Talk About It with your host, Pastor G.W. Cheever Porter, come to you from the city of Orlando, Florida, city of sunshine, palm trees blowing in the wind. Ah, yes, a beautiful day today. Wish you were here. And we want to send greetings to you, you, and you, those that are listening on a continued basis. We want to let you know that we appreciate you, we love you, we send you lots of love and hugs. And, of course, our prayers go out with to you also today, letting you know this is the day that the Lord has made, and we're going to rejoice and be glad in it today. Because if it wasn't for him, we wouldn't be here. So we thank God for you on the other end and us on this end. Oh, yes. Give God the praise. We thank God. And we want to send our prayers out to the different states that have had problems with the weather, the tornadoes and what have you, that's causing destruction. We send our prayers there to them, each state right now, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you for those that did survive. God, we're asking you, Lord, make a way out of nowhere for them if they've lost anything or their homes or whatever. Father God, we ask you to touch them right now. Make a way for them right now in the name of Jesus, and we thank you for it today, God. And, Father, we ask for your protection over our city, our town, Lord God. Let not any devastation come near it. Father, in the name of Jesus, we give you all the praise and honor and glory. Hallelujah. We are praying today, still praying today, for Jimmy. We're still praying for him. Father, in Jesus' name, we send forth the word to Jimmy, Lord, that his blood pressure will come normal in Jesus' name. Father, we pray for DeSada. DeSada, yes, Lord, we pray for DeSada today that, Lord, you would touch and deliver right now in Jesus' name. Father, we know you are a healer and a deliverer. Father, touch them right now in Jesus' name. Father, we ask you to touch Mr. Register. Father, touch him right now in Jesus' mighty name. And we thank you today, Lord. Father, in Jesus' name, we ask you to touch Talbert right now in Jesus' name. Touch his stomach area, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we ask you to touch, continue to touch Raymond Jr., Father God. Continue to touch him right now in Jesus' name. And we thank you for it, Lord. Lord, we thank you for touching Dale Brown right now. In the name of Jesus, God, even touch her, Lord, and her family through this hour of prayer where that she lost her brother. I believe it's her brother. I think it is. Lord, touch it right now with the loss of their loved one. Lord, give them comfort at this hour in Jesus' name. Father, touch Johnny Whitted right now, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, make a way out of no way for him today. In the mighty name of Jesus, and we thank you. Lord, continue to touch Riker, Lord. Touch him right now in Jesus' name, Lord. Supply his needs, God. Touch his body, Father. Lord, touch Mary Withers' body, Father God. Touch your mind, Father, also in Jesus' name. Lord, we ask you to touch Jimmy Howard, Dan Jacksonville, Lord. Touch him right now, Father God. You made him, you know all about him. In Jesus' mighty name, we ask you to touch and deliver. Father, we ask you to touch, Lord God, all the pastors that are going through, God, whatever they are going through at this hour, Lord God, refresh them. Lord God, replenish them right now. Those that need restoring, restore them, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus at this hour, God. And we give you all the praise, honor, and glory right now in Jesus' mighty name. Now, Father, we have some Jake. Touch Jake, who's in ICU, pancreatitis. What, I don't know what that is, but I guess it got to do with your pancreas. Yes. Father, touch him right now. In the mighty name of Jesus, touch him then. Let he come out whole. And, Father, these are those that need prayer, Lord, for unspoken requests and for different things, Father God, in their lives need changing. Lord, touch Rachel, who asks for strength and needs some strength. I don't know in what area, but needs some strength. Touch Leroy, Father God, Nicole Simpson, Gary Dunkley, Ashley Legando, Jamie Legando, I hope I'm pronouncing this right, and Marie Antonine. Touch them and their families, God, right now in the name of Jesus, in their bodies, Lord, in their minds, in their souls, God. Touch them right now, Father, in Jesus' name. Touch my children right now in Jesus' name. Touch them, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. And we give you all the praise, honor, and the glory today, Father, in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And we just thank God for today. Now, you know, when God is doing something, you know the devil always got to get busy, don't you? You know he get busy, right? Mm-hmm. He's busy. He's busy in your life doing it. I know he is. But you know what? We'll overcome. Just tell him, say, we're going to overcome even that. Even that, devil. We're going to overcome. You didn't start touching my throat until I got on the radio. Mm-hmm. So if I sound a little groggy, I'm not sleepy right now, but it's just that my throat is kind of trying to close up at this time. With the weather changing, you just never know, do you? All right. Now, if you didn't get your prayer in, call us at 347-857-3925, and so we can pray for you to call you out before the Lord, okay? Yes, we would love to do that. And don't forget, we're asking those of you that would help us expand. We want to expand on this. We need your help. We want you to expand. I'm not a beggar, I'm just an asker. He told me anything I want to ask in his name, and that's what I'm doing right now. We want you to send a donation to Post Office Box 2228, Apopka, Florida, 32704. You can send that to us under the name of City of Victory. You can, or my name. You can send it to my name, whichever one. We want to enlarge, you know. We are covering lots of ground now, but we want to enlarge, all right? Now, we'd like for you to give us a hand to help. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. And we thank God for you today, for all that you've done. Thank you for your donations, you know, and helping us expand. Also, you might can visit us too, you know, where we are at 1 o'clock on Sundays. It's 31325 County Road 437, Sorrento, Florida, 32776. You know, the announcer will give it to you at the end of the broadcast, okay? Mm-hmm. All right. That's all those preliminaries. Can't fit a note. Right now, we said, we want to give you a little word. Help us to forget the long way of pain and strife we have come. Each of us dragging a cross to some Calvary in our heart. Help us to forget the hours of utter darkness when we have lost the way. Help us to forget our hates, fears, and the bitter thoughts that divide us. Did you get that? We have to ask God for this help, right?
Yeah.
Help us to forget the long way of pain and strife we have come. Each of us dragging a cross to some Calvary in our hearts. Help us to forget the hours of utter darkness when we have lost the way. Help us to forget our hates, fears, and the bitter thoughts that divide us. Oh, my God. Can you see of today that there's so many things that divide us today? Thoughts and our fears and all of that. All of that is dividing us today. My God. So we don't want to have that, do we? I know I don't, you know. We want to thank God for the ministers that are here today. Oh, God, our ministers that are here today, yes, we want to thank God for them. Pastor Sharon and the little prophet, yes, he's getting up now, getting attention now. He's getting ready to start. He start prophesying, don't y'all just listen, okay? Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. We thank God for them today. And we do thank God for you, you and you. We do. Whatever you're going through, we're with you, okay? Because we love you and we will pray with you through your trial and your tribulation and whatever else is going on in your life. We will pray with you because we like to do that. We love praying for people, okay? That's my expertise. If I can't do nothing else, I can pray. All right? Amen. Now, the former broadcast, we were asking you, what have you learned in your tough times? We asked you that, didn't we? What have you learned in your tough times? When times get tough, things get out of way, what did you learn? You know, now we can learn a lesson or we can get back in the same old that we were just in. We can do one or the other, you know. But I'm here to tell you this. There are always going to be an adversary, okay? Something is not going to be to your liking, all right? And I feel like this. You need to learn how to agree to disagree. You know, everybody's not going to agree with you all the time. You should have some kind of understanding to the fact that people are people just like you are. They have pain, they have hurts, they have disappointments, they have all these things, and I don't care what title they hold. They can hold the highest title in the world, but they're going to still have some of these off days. Now, I ain't talking about just every day off night. You're going to have some off days sometime. So you have to do what? Agree to disagree. Stop trying to make everything perfect all the time, you know, because it ain't. So in that, guess what? You have to do what? Prepare for unexpected attacks. Because most of the attacks are unexpected. There is spirits that roam. Sometimes we create them out of our lips, our mouth, what we say. And there are attacks that the spirit just zooms around you, familiar spirits, spirits that is always there from your family line sometimes, okay? So you should be aware of that fact that you have to prepare for any unexpected attack. Now, as soon as, let me just show you one thing you should be able to watch. As soon as you start making up your mind you're going to do the right thing for God, here come an attack. Now think about it now. It wasn't there before. You ain't heard of it before. You was going along just fine. All of a sudden, here comes something unexpected in your life, attacking you, right? You're doing good now. You're doing good. What you're doing is good, what you're doing and everything like that. But something going to attack you because of this here. What place, sometime I ask the question, what place are you in at that moment? That you didn't pay attention. You wasn't aware. Do you get the picture? Because lots of times we so busy about our personal get up and personal goals and personal what we have and what we don't have, we don't pay attention to him when that familiar spirit is around to attack us. And he's just waiting. And he's always there after you, and me too. I'm not leaving myself out because he'd be after me too. And he attack when I ain't even thinking about it, and he will attack. And you know what? What he attack? Whatever you give him, be it your body, mind, soul, spirit, money, honey, whatever, he will attack. But we have got to have, this is why we need prayer partners, we need people. If we are not in that mode to see, we need a partner that see, okay, and the other one see for the other one, so that you can always say, okay, something fixing to happen, Judy, something to happen, Bobo, you know, something like that. We can start talking to people. So we have to just, that's being prepared. And the Bible strictly tells us these things. He lets us know in the scripture, he lets us know that a brother is born for adversity, for things to happen. Things are going to happen. You cannot avoid things happening. You don't have to make them happen in that, because some people make stuff happen. All right? They run their mouth too much, you know. They make the wrong choices. Come on, think about it now. You know, you create these things by the fruit of your own lips. And remember now, what was that, Flip Wilson, I think what you used to say, what you see is what you get. Ain't that what he used to say? So what you say is what you're going to get too, because you produced it by speaking it out. You produce hatred. Where did hatred come? It comes out of your heart, and when it comes out your heart, it has to manifest itself on your lips, and your attitude has changed. So now we've got to prepare ourselves for these ugly attitudes. We got to prepare ourselves for these ugly words. Of hatred and dislike, and don't forget that cussing word. You can't curse nobody. Only God can curse somebody. But all you can do is cuss, C-U-S. That's all you can do, and be nasty. That's what we can do, because we allow the darkness in us to take over. So therefore, we're unprepared. Do you see? This darkness of sin will take over in your life, in you, that familiar spirit. You know he's always there lurking. You know, the devil is always lurking. You hear what I'm saying? Lurking in the dark, lurking around. See what he can get on you. See what he can make you do. Make you fall from grace. Make you fall out of your place where you just worked hard to get in. And now you, everything goes wrong. Because you allowed it. Now you're supposed to do what? Resist temptation, is that not right? You should resist the temptation. The temptation to cuss. The temptation to hate. The temptation to be belligerent. The temptation to just be just plain old nasty. You should resist that temptation because, listen, someone told me one time, you don't know when that person going to have to do something for you. Okay? You be mean, nasty, cantankerous, and everything you want. You don't know. I think she was saying that about a man and a woman. And if that man, he nasty, mean, and don't want her to go nowhere, or whatever the case may be, say, leave it alone. She got to speak to somebody. You don't know which one of them we may have to help her when she out desolate on the highway or something. You know, you can't just be mean to everybody all the time. You don't know when you're going to need them people. Okay? But we don't understand that. We are not prepared to continue to be real for Jesus. You, have you ever thought about that? You ain't prepared to be real? You'll be the nastiest thing because you ain't prepared to be real. See? And to be real, it takes something. It takes something. Have you ever thought about that? It takes something to do the right thing. Huh? And why is it so hard? To me, I don't see where it's hard. We were just talking before the broadcast about how some people just hate people and try to destroy people because something that somebody else said, and they don't even know whether it's true or not. They didn't ask the question, is it true, or tell me your take on it, or something like that. They didn't ask that. They just started the hate monger. You know, you see what I'm saying? And so if you don't know the person, how you going to judge the person? Just by somebody else say, people can fantasize things in their head, or they might have been delusioned by themselves, but why would you want to say that about the other one you don't even know? And I say, you know, they have a problem. I say, I don't have no problem myself. People can do anything they want. I've been in the den of thieves. I've been amongst the whoremongers. I've been amongst all these kind of crazy people. And I don't do, it don't bother me. I say, I don't have a problem. You have the problem. Okay? And I'm going on with Jesus just the same. See, this is where you prepare yourself for attacks. Because when you find that spirit is around you, you always be ready for anything that they will do. Because, you know, the devil don't know nothing else to do but do dirt. He's a dirty joker. And all he do is play with the dirt. You don't have to play with him in his dirt. You see what I'm saying? You can be different. Hello? Different, you hear what I'm saying? Yes, yes. And I was sitting there thinking about Nehemiah. I was, you know, looking at Nehemiah too. Now, that brother had some problems. He had some problems. And he was made up in his mind, you know, if you read the book of Nehemiah, you'll see that story in there where he got permission to build the wall that was torn down, destroyed, and everything. You probably heard me say it once before, but he had a bunch of enemies that mocked him, and they just said all kind of things, turned other people against them, and even when the enemy of the enemy, they got together against him. You know that's how it is. If one person hates you, they got somebody that hate them, so the two of them get together against you. You see, now that's demonic, isn't it? You see how things go? You got to be prepared even for stuff like that in your life. Today, you're going to have to be ready. That's all I can tell you about today. My. So Nehemiah had a problem, and Sanballat, Tobiah, and Gershon, he had a problem with these guys. You know, they wasn't going to let up, huh? But now, you know, why should I stop doing what God say because you got an attitude, a problem against me? Huh? Now, I ain't did nothing to you. Don't even know you. You see what I'm saying? I don't even know. You know, I'm so glad that I know a lot of people, but some people I just don't want to know. okay? And I don't bother with, because to see a spirit in them that I don't want to bother with, okay? But the fact of the matter is, here Nehemiah is trying to do a work for God. Are you up there trying to do a work for God too? Now, you're having a hard enough time because you ain't got enough money. You know, you need some more laborers. You need all of this stuff, you know. And here comes somebody antagonizing you, getting on all your nerve, your last nerve they done got on, you see. And talking about you at Taboo. Here they are mocking him and talking about in the fourth chapter, down the third verse. He said, now Tobiah the Ammonite was by him, and he said, even that which they build, if a fox go up, he shall even break down their stone wall. Trying to say they wasn't doing a good job. Now, you're doing all you can do, right? And they say, you ain't doing a good job. Well, okay, you ain't helping, so you need to shut up. You see what I'm saying? Because at least I'm doing it. Do you get what I'm trying to tell you? At least I'm doing it. And you up here talking about even if fox go on and they're going to do the stone's going to fall off it. In other words, they weren't put together too good. And he wasn't an expert. Is that what they was trying to tell you? But he didn't do that. He went and prayed. The fourth verse, he began to pray, hear, O our God, for we are despised, and turn their reproach upon their own head, and give them for a prey in the land of captivity. Lord, let them suffer. Don't put that on them now. Don't put that on them. Don't do that right now. And cover not their iniquity, and let not their sin be blotted out. Now, you know some people will pray that prayer for you. Don't you know that, huh? They will pray that prayer for you. Okay. This is it. But he went on, and he didn't let it stop him. They got together, and we'll jump on down for lack of time, and all right, and everything. And the 8th verse, and conspired all of them together to come and to fight against Jerusalem and to hinder it. People want to hinder the work you're doing. They want to hinder your healing. They want to hinder your blessing. They want to hinder you getting any money. You get some money, then they're going to talk about you selling dope. You doing this, you doing that, and all the other. Now, God can't bless you now. When you bless God, they don't think God can bless you. I don't get that. Why can't I be blessed, huh? You have more respect for the drug man than you do the preacher. The drug man can ride around in a big fancy car, live in a big fancy house with diamonds on every hand and fine clothes. You ain't got nothing to say but, wow, look at him. Ooh, I wish I had that what he had. But when the preacher get it, you say he robbing the people. I think we got it mixed up, huh? The drug man robbing the people and ain't giving them nothing. The preacher is supposed to get an offering, and he is giving the people the best that God got, the word of the living God. But don't you think you're a little mixed up there? You got your priorities in the wrong place, your respect in the wrong place. You worshiping the wrong person for the wrong thing. You see what I'm talking about, huh? So therefore, what do you look for to happen to you? Attacks. That's what you look for. Attacks to occur on you because you ain't watching. You looking at the wrong thing. You looking at the darkness and praising the darkness instead of the light. You crossed over, huh? You crossed over. He said, God wants you to come together, us to come together, lift one another up. Stop trying to pull people down all the time. Love everybody. It doesn't matter where you from, what church you in. We have so much problem. God don't want this. God don't want that. And it's white against black, black against white, green against purple, yellow, green, and every color. Everybody against somebody. Now, didn't you know God made us all? We can't help how the color came out. Huh? It's a rainbow. The world is a rainbow. Huh? Different color people. And we want to change that because we are not happy. Because one is making more money than you. Well, each person making money according to their abilities. Hmm? So now you don't have to attack them just because they're making money. Now, how are they making money between them and God? All right? Not you now. You ain't got nothing to do with that. Leave them people alone. You know, our thing is we get in their business. Hmm? And we want to have the money they have. We want it. We jealous. So we attack them. They look good, we attack them. Well, look at them. Every time I see them, they got on a new dress. You don't even know if it's new. You don't know if it's new, and you don't know where they got it from. God could have told somebody to take them shopping to the store, to the highest price store, and buy them something because they're not used to getting anything. Now you want to attack them. Hmm? Because they praising God for the new car they got in there. Actually, they ain't new. They got it from the used car lot. But still, it's new to them because they didn't have one. So, therefore, you want to put them down because that. They got a hairdo. You want to put them down because of their hair is done. I don't get it. Don't you have hair on your head? All you can do is go to the hairdresser, do it yourself, whatever way you want to do it. Or buy your wig. Don't make no difference. Huh? But we attack people for no reason. Don't you know there ain't nothing but the devil? Huh? The devil will try to, he'll damage you any way he can. Your mind. He'll get in your mind and cause you to lose it because you're too busy tending other people's business. Hmm? Always got your hand, foot, and everything else in somebody else's business. And let me tell you, he works on it too. Yes, he do. But I'm so glad when Nehemiah got there and they come up there talking all this noise to Nehemiah. Nehemiah told them, say, listen here, come down. They want to play now. They want to come up. They got drama. You know people got plenty of drama. They want to come up with drama. And Nehemiah just told him, say, listen here. He sent a message and said, look, I'm doing a great work so that I cannot come down. Why should I stop the work and come down and play with you? Huh? Why you want me to be like you? You have nothing, and you want me to have nothing. Hmm? You ain't working, and you want me to be just like you. Why should I do that? I'm getting blessed. God is blessing us. Every one of us on this wall building, God is blessing us. Now you want me to throw my blessing away for foolishness. See, you wasn't even prepared for that, now was you? See what I'm talking about? You was not prepared for that type of attack. You don't know what to do. You don't even know how to answer. And all it was a critic. All he wanted to do is hurt God. He ain't hurting you. No, listen here. He's not hurting you. He's hurting God. Because God told you to do it, so you're doing what God says. So they ain't hurting you. They're hurting God. So why are you taking it so personal? I found out something. To stay out of some trouble is the fact is that what? They're not hurting me, they're hurting God. So therefore, I can keep my smile, I can keep going on. You see? Because they're hurting God, not me, and they're going to have to pay. They're going to have to pay, not me. Don't put no accusing finger at me. Don't point no finger at me. Hmm? And you ain't going to help me anyway. See? So what? I have to be more cautious. You have to be more cautious in who you trust. You got to be more cautious in how you allow things to occur in your life, because a lot of times we can avoid a whole lot of stuff. Huh? We can avoid a whole lot of stuff, but we just don't be cautious enough. We're not aware of what's going on. We let every little thing somebody say hurt us. I laugh. I said, "You know, did you hear what they said? Ain't that funny?" That's all I know is, ain't that funny? Hmm? It's like a man came into therapy yesterday and he pulled his shirt all the way off. And I said, "Well, what in the world is that for?" And he sit down and I said, "Man, God got some crazy people." I mean, he just pull his shirt up, sit him in his shorts. And we were looking, oh, my God, wonder what's up going on. What's here? All he want to do is somebody see the hair on him and say something. He wants some women to say something. That's all, you see. Now, what if somebody said something? He lied or got mad. He lied or threw a fit up in there or cussed somebody out if somebody had to say. But nobody said that. They just ignored him. See, that's what you do with the devil. Ignore him. Do you get what I'm saying? So you well prepared for attack. You didn't walk into it. You don't have to walk into everything that the devil do. Did you get the picture here? Huh? You ain't got to do that. You could say like Nehemiah, you know, I ain't going to let the work stop to come up and play with you and the stuff you all into. I ain't getting in that. I'm not walking in that sin. That's too, hey, it's too obvious. I'm not going to do it. Hello? Ooh, Lord, have mercy. But listen here. There's always something to come about. Anytime. Remember Paul in Acts? When he was on that island, a Malaysian island, and he just got out of shipwreck, and the devil tried to kill him there, and he couldn't kill him. And then when he got on the island and got up on the dry land and he tried to get some wood for the fire and the snake bit him, and everybody thought, say, he must be a murderer. They were saying all kind of things against him. That's why he finna die. But now, do you think he was prepared for any attack? Because when God told him on the ship about what was about to happen, he prepared for it. Do you see what I'm talking about? Preparing for something that's coming. God alarms you, let you know what's going on. The thing is, you don't pay attention. So therefore, there it is, it happened. See, he was prepared for to save every life on that ship. And he told them what the angel of the Lord said. And they did what the angel of the Lord said, what Paul said, and what happened? They were saved. They got to dry land. But then they thought, well, something wrong with Paul. You know how y'all do. Something go on, you say, something wrong with you. They ain't of God like they say it is. That's the first thing you say. They done wrong. They done sinned. It does not necessarily have to be sin. What happened? The snake bit him, but it didn't harm him. He was a poisonous snake, but it didn't harm him. He just shook it off in the fire, and the snake got hurt because it burned. Ain't nothing happened to him. Then now they want to worship Paul. Now they're talking about Paul is a god after they saw that. You see how people change on you? One day they is, and the next day they not. So what you going to do? Stop God's work because people can't make up their mind who they want to be or who they want you to be? Huh? Can you do that? You got to be so committed to God. You got to be so committed to God. You hear what I'm saying? Because that's why God said in that scripture, he said, a friend loves at all times and a brother's born for adversity. You can't always trust your brother. Or your sister. True. See? See, but we want a relationship with family so much until we trust them, and the person that's closer than a brother, you don't want to trust. God give you somebody, but you say, no, he ain't kin to me, so I know, you know, you shouldn't do this and you shouldn't do. People do dumb things and don't know God. You see what I'm saying? I ain't fussing. I'm just telling you how it is. That's the way it goes. You experienced it. I know you did. See? So you now, you got to recognize them type of people. What you do is build your life around them because they are a gift from God. Anybody that's for you, those people that stick with you through thick and thin. You know? Now, you know what? I like them kind of people that stick with me through thick and thin. But them fair weather friends, I have to leave them alone. You know? They'll get you in trouble every time. They will attack you. You don't know when they're going to attack you. You don't know when they're going to put you down. And they definitely, now, if you need some help, they ain't going to give you none. Huh? They ain't coming to see you if you get sick. They ain't going to give you a dime if you need some money to pay your rent. And your children hungry, and they ain't going to give you a piece of bread. You see? So what you do with people like that? Leave them alone, don't you? Huh? But those that you know will help you when you're hungry and all that, I go the distance for them. I'm sorry, but I will. I'll help the other person to an extent, but I ain't going to say I go the distance for them. I'm going to leave them alone because as soon as I help them, they're going to talk about me. Now, you know that. You done had them people in your life. Soon as you help them folks, the first thing they do, they low rate you, put you down. She thinks she's something, he thinks he's something, and all kind of stuff like that. And all you did was help them through their bad time. You see? So are you prepared for an unexpected attack now? You need to get prepared. Read your scripture because let me tell you, God got a remedy for every one of them. Read the book of Nehemiah, and you will find out that God helped him through every one of them enemies. That every time they came to attack Nehemiah had something for him. And you got to have something for him too for that devil in your life that come up to destroy you, destroy what you've done, the work God give you. Okay? Would you do that today? Do that. And remember, God has told you already he's going to bless you. Huh? Whatever he said he's going to do, I found him to be faithful and true. Huh? And that's what you need to do what? Do. Well, we got a preacher here today, so I'm gone. Praise God.
Praise the Lord. We thank God for the word that came from Apostle Porter. I tell you, when I was hearing was opposition, what do you do when opposition comes? Or when it's your testing time, when it's trial, when you're in the warfare, what do you do during adversity? Because, you know, the word of God let us know that because we are in this world but not of this world, we will have trial, we will have tribulation, we will have testing that comes along in our life. But what we do in the midst of it makes a difference. I tell you, because Jesus came as the greatest example. He had opposition. He had adversity come against him for what? He was without sin. He was walking and doing exactly what God called him to do. But not because he had the calling on his life, not because God, he had purpose, not because he was the Son of God. He did not have adversity. He had adversity, but he showed us how we can overcome it by the word of the Lord. For each thing that came his way, he spoke the word of the Lord. And then he found time in his quiet time. Why? To refresh himself. Because when you're in a battle, you need to find that closet we talk about. Find yourself in that closet and speak to God and find the word of God that will speak to that situation that you just dealt with or that situation you're going through. You can even speak the word of God and say, who you are in Christ Jesus. You can say, you know what, I am what God said I am today, and I'm more than a conqueror. Because in the book of St. Luke, verse 6, verse 33, tells us, and if ye do good to them which do good to you, what things have ye? For sinners also do even the same. So he letting us know that, you know what, the sinners do certain things just as like this, the people of Christ. But what are you going to do? Are you going to stand on the word of God? I choose to stand on the word of God today, because no one likes to be in adversity. No one likes to be in a war. No one likes fiery darts coming at them. But you know what? I can stand today. You can stand today and say, you know what? He's molding me and he's making me today. And this too, what will pass, is just going on for a moment. Why? Because it comes as a what distraction to take me off focus what God is doing in my life. But you know what? You're going to have to make a choice today. What you going to do? What are you going to do? What are you going to stand for? What are you going to do? Because it is okay now when words comes out the mouth. Because I tell you, for the past month and so, I tell you, God taught me something. It does not matter what happens on the outside. What are you going to do? What are you going to do about the situation? It's what you do that makes the difference. It's what how you handle it that makes the difference. It's what you say makes the difference. It doesn't matter the storm. Just like we saw in the news, how that tornado came in Louisiana, right? And it was, imagine, 7 tornadoes. And it did not give the one. They say from 10 o'clock in the morning, a tornado hit. And one kept after another. Now, this is happening in the natural. What he tells you about, if that can happen in the natural, expect something in the spiritual. Expect, we are wrestling not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against rulers of darkness in high places. We got to know what we are in, what kind of war we are in today. Nehemiah recognized, you know what? The wall has been down. All this. And why? Because judgment had fallen. This was what happened. But now it's time to rebuild. Time to rebuild. So when it comes time to rebuild, we were trying to do what? Encourage ourselves to put our hands together to build the wall. But not because God says it's time to rebuild, meaning you won't have adversity or opposition. You will have opposition. Why? Because you're going to see who call you. Do you really hear that word from the Lord, or you just something you wanted to do? Did God give you the commission to do the work? And if God give you the commission, he's able to keep you standing regardless of what the enemy may throw your way. I'm reminded when God called Abraham, and he told Abraham to look and see. Well, even though Abraham looked and see, even though God told him about the promise, they had opposition, they had attack, they had everything. There's always something coming up against what God has spoken. But are we going to stand on the word of God? Are we going to encourage yourself? Are you going to say, this too will pass? Many are the affliction of the righteous, but the Lord delivered them out of them all. What did you learn through your test? I learned how to stand on the word of God. I learned to depend on God. I learned to listen to what God is saying. See, most people, I mean, even right now, people are going through great sorrow, great disappointment. And you know, when you hear that someone is in the ministry and God healed them from cancer, and then cancer came back, and then the people say, we don't want no one to come from the church anymore to pray for me anymore. I tell you, that is like God, instead of talking about it, say, God, have mercy on that woman. Have mercy on her, God. Lord, have mercy, God. You know her hope was on the word of God. But when the word don't manifest that you expect, what do you do? Do you give up on God, or do you still stand on God? God did not do anything to you. Why? He did not allow that sickness to come near your dwelling. But what are you going to do? Are you going to still stand and say, God, I'm going to trust in you like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. I will trust you no matter what idols may be in front of me, what situation may be in front of me. I still will trust you. Why? Because you are the creator of the heaven and the earth, and I recognize all power belongs to you. It is you that given me strength. It is you that wake me up in the morning. It is you that have the power of life and death in your hand. You the one can touch the body and the spirit. You the one that have a heaven and a hell. You got to recognize, because God is who he say he is. Even though things may come your way, don't give up, because now is not the time to give up. Stand and believe God's word, and stand on the word of God. And we pray today that God will continue to strengthen that woman right now, because you know what? You don't know how she feels. It's good. It's easy to say something when you're not walking in a test. It's easy to run your mouth when you don't understand. It's easy to say this and say that. But when you have to walk through a test yourself, then what you gonna say? When you're not going through that trial, what you gonna say that? We ought to be careful what we say, because you don't know. Only God knows what that person is going through. Only God knows the heart of man. He judges all things. Man look at it one way, God look at the whole picture. God look at the heart of man. He sees all. He knows all. He knows everything there is to know. So today be encouraged and know that you may be going through like Nehemiah going through when he had to do the job for the Lord, but don't take down. Don't take down. Why? Because he's working on you. He's building you up. He's making you strong. He's giving you the understanding what weather you are in, what storm you are in. It may just be a snow flurry. It may just be what a sleet. It may be just a rainy day. It may be a windy day in your life. But you know what? The sun will shine again. Why? Because the word of God lets you know weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. So don't give down, take down to anything else. But you stand tall and know that God is able to bring you through. What I look at, I go over my life and I say, God, you know what? I remember a tough time in my life that I went through, and God always reminded me about this, that, you know what? Trust in me. Trust in me. Lean on me. Depend on me. Because you could be in a household and everything is upside down. What are you going to do when you can't even be? What you going to do? You can't even lean on the people around you. What you going to do? You better lean on Jesus. He never failed. He let you know that the arm of flesh will fail you, meaning that they're just pure men. They are men. They're subject to error. They're subject to this and subject to that. But you know what? You always look at, depend on God. God will give you the understanding how to deal with this and how to deal with that. God will give you the understanding how to win the war that you are in. Just like a person in going to war, they study the battle plan. Why? If you don't study the battle plan, how can you overcome? Today, be encouraged and know that you are what? An overcomer. I am an overcomer. Am an overcomer. I am victory today. I am blessed today. I am what God say I am. I am what God say I am. So you stand tall today and know that the battle is not yours. It belongs to the Lord, because there's always been a war going on. And in the book of Revelation, it let us know we are the winner, because there's still going to be a war going on. Wars of words, wars of thoughts, war of any kind of war, the nuclear war. Come on now. There's always some type of war going on. But you know what? We need to put on the whole armor today. Put on the whole armor and know that the battle belongs to the Lord. And strengthen yourself, I tell you. Strengthen yourself today. Strengthen yourself. You got to do it. Because when the war going on, everybody in the topsy-turvy, who you going to run to? You better run to Jesus. Who you going to try to call? You better call on Jesus. Who you trying to run to? This house and that house? You better run to the house of the Lord. Seek the Lord while he may be found, because there's no guarantee the people that are around you will be there. You don't know where you're going to be at when trouble may hit. You better call on Jesus today. He will answer. be blessed and know that Nehemiah made it, you can make it too.
Yes.
That's why it's in the Word of God, to give you a pattern. You are overcomer. You can make it. It doesn't matter what the word. Jesus said, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. Use your Word of God as your defense today. Be blessed. Jesus love you.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Are you victorious in the situation that you're going through? Are you being encouraged today by the words that came forth upon this broadcast today? It doesn't matter. We could be, the war can be going on in your mind. The war could be going on your job, in your family, amongst your friends. I mean, there's war like never before. And if you notice how much killing there is today, how much suicide that is being that has been happening today. Can you trust in the Lord? Can you trust and believe that he said he will never leave you nor forsake you? Can you trust that he will always be there? All you have to do is believe. Just like you believe in Santa Claus, you believe in the Tooth Fairy, and you believe in all that, believe that there is a God above. Believe that he will always be there when you call him. Trust and believe. Have faith today. Have faith and pray, people. Pray like never before. Pray for your unsaved loved ones. Even pray for yourself. You need to encourage yourself. I tell you, it's been an awesome word, been coming for it, not only yesterday, but believe it or not, for the past couple weeks. I tell you, we serve an awesome God. He cares so much about you that he sent forth words of encouragement, letting you know that you are victorious, you are more than a conqueror, and that you can stand. Because you say, when all is said and done, all you can do is stand and trust God. Because so when the enemy comes in like a flood, he will lift up a standard against them. So just know that God is an awesome God, and we serve an all-powerful God. So I know that was an awesome word coming from Apostle Porter and Pastor Sharon. And you know what? You ought to continue to pray for your leaders. Continue to hold them up in prayer. Hold them up in prayer, because you know what? They carry loads. They carry loads of the flock that they are leading. So you know what? Pray for them. Intercede for them like never before. Just like you pray for your kids, pray for them. Pray for your leaders. Pray, people, pray. This is the time for us to be praying. Pray. So you know what? You tune in every Wednesday and Thursday to Blog Talk Radio. That calling number is 347-857-3925. That's 347-857-3925. That's every Wednesday and Thursday at 9 a.m. You can also tune in to blogtalkradio.com. /time to talk about it and listen to each and every segment that Apostle Porter has put out there. Every Friday night at 11 p.m., that's tomorrow night at 11 p.m., we have the Wailing Walls Prayer Line hosted by our very own Elder Whitted. That calling number is 218-548-6746 for 33-33 pound. That's 218-548-6746. Code 3333 pound. That is every Friday night at 11 p.m. Now, if you have seen that this broadcast has blessed you in any way, you know, you can, and you want to continue, and we are looking to expand, please send your donation to City of Victory, P.O. Box 2228, Apopka, Florida, 32704. Again, that's P.O. Box 2228, Apopka, Florida, 32704. And know that no donation is too small or too great. We appreciate each and every one that find it in your heart to bless
the woman of God, and to see that this broadcast continue to carry on and to bless others. Till then, be blessed and have a blessed weekend.
On my mind, searching for that peace, the peace I could not find. Then I kneel down to pray, pray, help me please. Then he said, you don't have to cry, 'cause I'll supply all your needs.
As soon as I stop worrying,
I stop worrying,
worrying how the story ends.
When I let go,
I let go,
and I let
God,
let him have,
let God have his way.
That's when things start happening.
I stop looking at that thing.
When I let go,
I let go,
and
I let God,
let him
have.
So much going on. Sometimes I can't find my way, and oftentimes I struggle from day to day. I have to realize that it's not my battle, it's not my battle to fight. I have to know if I put it in his hands, everything would be alright, yeah.
As
soon as I stop worrying,
worrying how the story is,
I can let go.
I let go
and I can let
God.
Let him have,
let God
have his way.
That's when things are happening. I stop looking at that.
Oh, when I let go. Let go and let God, let go, let God, oh, let go and let God, let go and let God, my brother, let go and let God, my sister, you can't handle it, let God.
God.
He can handle it.